Gilbert. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is the We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care. It is derived from the combination of the gender articles of Old English with Middle English, so that we now have a single form for pronouns of both sexes. This is similar to many other languages, and the word is used in nouns that start with a letter, such as that and they. Old English had two sexes, male and female, and a single gender article for both sexes, such as he and she. It represents the word that, which means neutrum nom, and resembles a y form. It is abbreviated with th, a small e, while the abbreviation th is lowercase t and is a letter with bold horizontal strokes and an ascendant. Scientists say it is highly likely that the virus originated from a bat and was passed from bat to bat or from bat to man in the wild through human to human and human to human transmission. The 2002 SARS outbreak led from horseshoe bats that infected humans to cats, like civets, and then tigers in New York zoos. The most likely source of the virus is bats, which are transmitted from one species to another, says Dr. David Hirsch, director of the Center for Infectious Diseases at the University of California, San Diego. The recent discovery of a virus that infected a tiger at a New York zoo shows how viruses can move between species. The public seems to know the genesis of the coronavirus well, yes, but the rest is part of a terrible story that is still in the making, as COVID-19 has spread across the world in a pandemic that has so far claimed 211,000 lives. In late 2019, a virus made headlines suggesting the animal was a stopover for the virus before it spread to humans. There are a number of factors that scientists are trying hard to unravel, including what happened in the wild before the species was transferred to humans and what has happened since, but the country is on the cusp of a considerable gamble. If the opening of the state proves premature, the most vulnerable individuals are likely to be the top members of the U.S. intelligence community, who have been dispatched to work in his armored SUVs. This is because many lower-paid workers, such as security guards, are signed up to laptops and therefore exposed when they return to work. We need medical staff to come out of retirement, we need to train people to help as nurses, and we need to wear the masks we have. If they are not scarce, they should be worn to ensure that they do not forget when other people have become infected, while adequate training also reduces the likelihood that the wearer will become infected. We can use them in hospitals as long as they have enough of them, but we need people who are trained in nursing. Kushner's glib prognosis also ignores the complications clouding the medical fight against the coronavirus, such as the lack of proven treatment for the disease and the limited number of treatments available. Once the virus has spread, few measures are needed to contain it. According to Kushner, it also simplifies a task that has never been attempted before, to get the economy back on track, which relies heavily on the confidence of a mistrustful public. As millions of Americans desperately try to get back to work, Kushner's rejection of risk seems to reflect his belief that working people will pay the price if it all goes wrong. In the years ahead, health and political experts will argue over whether mass lockouts are necessary and whether they save enough lives to justify the agonizing economic toll. Many states seem to have concluded that they can carry the risk of rising deaths and infections, which could lead to a mass lockdown to restore life to normal. Given the coronavirus incubation period, it will take 2 to 3 weeks for that bet to go wrong. If it turns out that medical experts have been cautious and that the virus can be contained without a major human toll, the politicians who pushed for the plan to be opened up early will be entitled to credit. Many Southern governors seem eager to appease the conservative media machine and please Trump politically, even as they are still increasingly worried about the impact of a mass shutdown on their economies. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, said his state would take safe and smart steps to open by May 4. Texas plans to develop a reduced capacity plan to run restaurants with, say, 25% capacity, but across the board. That now includes the state's more than 1,000 hospitals and 1.5 million employees. This is all for today, friends. My name is Joe and this was episode 5 of Backquote. See ya next time. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care.